Right, we have our honored guest here, Trey, who is going to be keeping us all in line tonight. So we're starting a meeting at 5:07. It's a continuation of yesterday's Ways and Means meeting. So in saying that, we went to executive session yesterday. We had discussions about a consultant to do an investigation. We had three proposals. One was a proposal that was over the amount of money that we were able to spend, unless we went out for an RFP, so we did not look at that very closely. We looked at the two other proposals. We had discussions. I want to thank Amber for all her hard efforts in bringing us to this point. She worked very hard to get here. She negotiated the price extremely well. And I think we got a very comprehensive plan. Everybody has a copy of the proposal, had a copy of the proposal. The thing that was missing was we had some concerns about some items that I called Mr. Mike Eisner up this morning, told him what our concerns were, asked if he can address them, and he did come back with three items that we had some concerns with. One was that, and everybody has a copy of this, correct? Item one was a service. The fixed fee was $38,900. That is the total price, including travel, mailings, computer time, and everything else, which was in addition to our price, the original price. Also, that he will execute the proposed work plan and prepare the deliveries within 3 weeks of commencing the work, subject to the availability of a request of information and management cooperation. And saying that, we have our distinguished Jay down the end of the table, who's going to be our point person regarding this with all our employees here. Right, Trey? Yes. And the third point was he's willing to commence work before final execution of the engagement, but we're going to have engagement letter that we will sign, they will sign, so they can start the work a little bit sooner than actually the contract coming back. All right? And saying all that, I think we have a very good proposal here. I think they're going to be very detailed what they're going to do. I think they're going to do it in a very timely manner. I will ask any persons or people, departments, who are involved, not to alter anything, change anything, or delete anything at this point. I hope they can follow that, and I hope everyone's going to be cooperative in basically moving this investigation through. So in saying all that, I would like someone to make a recommendation.
Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to make the motion, and I want to just thank you for your efforts in getting everything that was required for this and all the elements that were needed in the final package. And thank Amber again. Amber does things so effortlessly. Excuse my stumbling here. Great job, Amber, and I'm sure Jay will be right there at the crossroads. That is my motion.
Your motion is inclusive of the final page, this being the final page, Jim, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A second by Mary Beth. Mm-hmm. I just want to say one other thing, too. Every legislator had the time and were able to contribute to anything that we want to include into the scope. We have asked them. We went to the minority leader, majority leader, the chairman originally. Amber sent an email out to every legislator. We have asked the county exec. We have asked the controller to participate in anything that they wanted to see inclusive in this investigation. Kathy Nolan put some very good points together as a legislator. And I think overall, as our committee, we went through. Lynn actually had a lot of contribute to what's going on here and the end result. So everybody should be very thankful for where we are, and that I hopefully it'll move forward very swiftly, and we can come up with a resolve to what the problems are. Hector?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So in the process of thanking, of course, I want to thank my colleagues on this committee, and thank you, Mr. Chair, for putting this together. I want to thank Legislator Archer for doing yeoman's work on this. I know you've been contributing a ton towards this and almost been living it to a certain degree, but it's also, I guess I should note, it's also sad that it's come to this, that we've sort of had to step in here to go and ascertain what's actually happening here in Ulster County, really for the benefit of our shared constituency, the taxpayers of Ulster County. So again, I want to thank you all for everything that you've done. And while it's unfortunate, I know that we're trying to make the best of what is a sad situation.
You are 100% correct. I mean, unfortunately, we shouldn't be doing this, but we are doing it, and we have to get this thing resolved. We might have to get some policies in place thereafter, but we'll see where this all goes.
Yep.
And I know, Trey, you were very happy that we did that. That's why you were clapped, right?
Or are you trying to say, have the vote?
But there again, I mean, I can't stress how Amber really did a yeoman job here. She did a great job. So, Amber, on behalf of the committee and myself and everybody else, thank you. Right, Trey?
Just in closing, I mean, everybody says the policies. It's not that the policies, and I don't mean to use it, were broken. They were ignored. People did things that they weren't supposed to do. That's what I'm trying
But
you can have a policy, Hector, that is strict as strict can be. But if a human decides that they're not going to follow it,
Jim, I'm also not going to prejudge what we're actually paying for an investigation for.
There you go. And I'd be happy to wait for its
there
results.
You go. Okay.
Yeah, my only thing is I've got some notes that I want to share with the group when we sit down to do the pre-meeting and identifying, who should be interviewed. You know, we've got a lot of data. And I don't know, Amber, have we put together the package of the stuff that we all received? So I guess once now that we go forward with this, we...
Yeah, they have it all.
They have
yes,
it. Okay, have so... I think this is going to be a good step in the process of, trying to get to the bottom of it and look for opportunities for improvement. So this is great.
Anybody else?
Thanks for everybody coming back at 5.
Yes.
Well, we had no choice. The meeting was open.
And thank you, because I think it's important to act. We need to just get this thing rolling. So.
All right. So great. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone against? I want to thank you all again for coming. Thank you for your time during this process. And we have some more work to do, though. Motion to adjourn in a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks for your support.
You don't need a majority
for that. Did we actually say, for the record, Eisner Amper?
Yes, we did.
514.